This is Day to Day. I'm Madeline Brand. In Massachusetts today, the state legislature is meeting again to debate banning gay marriage. They met last month but failed to pass any of the measures before them. Without a legislative ban, gay marriage is slated to become legal in May. NPR correspondent Tovia Smith joins us now from Massachusetts. Hi, Tovia.
Hi, Madeline.
Now, is there any sense that they're closer to an agreement on this issue now?
Well, they may be, and it's unsure. They're actually picking up today with the very same language that they were unable to approve last time around. It lost by about 7 votes. This is a retooled version of that, a compromise that bans gay marriage, but it also establishes civil unions with, the amendment says, entirely the same benefits, protections, rights, and responsibilities as marriage. So this is seen by many people as a kinder, gentler kind of amendment that gives legislators a lot of political cover. They can vote against gay marriage, but offer something in return, and a lot of people in the middle like it, but on the ends, there's opposition from both ends. Opponents think it goes too far, too much like marriage. Gay rights advocates say it's crumbs compared to marriage, and they complain that it would stigmatize gay couples, but they don't think they can stop it this time. They may have the votes, and ironically, they'd actually prefer a harsher amendment that just bans gay marriage and doesn't give any rights to gay couples, because they say that would be easier to defeat when it goes to voters at the polls. You remember that this vote by the legislature is not the last one. Anything that passes now has to be passed again next year by the legislature and then again by voters a couple years from now. And as one gay activist said to me today, a meaner amendment might be easier to kill at that point.
I see. Now, since they met last time, a lot has happened nationally. In San Francisco, in New York. And so what's the scene been like there in Massachusetts since last month's session?
Those things have only made the stakes even higher here. There was international attention to start with, now only more so since these mayors are granting marriage licenses, since President Bush is calling for a federal constitutional amendment banning gay marriage. And Massachusetts is kind of seen as a test case here. In the last couple of months, really, we have seen a lobbying effort like no one can remember. There are hundreds of gay couples and their children at the State House, as well as conservative activists and religious groups with their Bibles. Every day, lawmakers are really feeling the pressure, and some, quite frankly, have just had it. They really want to move on and get this behind them. But the lobbying is really important. You'd think that on an issue like this that folks would have their minds made up, but it's very volatile. Minds are changing, and headcounts that were done just yesterday are already out of date, and it's really hard to gauge how the votes are going to go. There's also, making it even more complicated, a lot of talk about strategic maneuvers. So some who support gay marriage are going to vote for a ban for tactical reasons, and then they're going to try and kill it in the next round at the final vote. Other moves I'd almost have to diagram for you to make you understand. It's very complicated parliamentary maneuvering here that's being played on top of the political process.
Sounds head spinning. So if they don't get the majority of votes today, what happens next?
Well, they keep trying. They can come back into session again even later this summer. But as I said, this is a hot potato that no one wants to keep around. The safest thing to do is to say, let's give it to the voters and let's let them decide. So let's get it to the ballot. But there is huge pressure to do something, because you remember the Massachusetts Supreme Court ruling says that gays and lesbians can legally marry in Massachusetts beginning in May, just 2 months from now. So an amendment may prevent that if they pass it. But remember, the amendment won't go into effect for 2 years. And that leaves the question of what to do with the gay and lesbian couples who marry this spring. Are they going to be married for 2 years and then automatically annulled or divorced or automatically converted to a civil union? There are questions and no answers, and it promises to be a big legal mess.
NPR correspondent Tovia Smith in Massachusetts. Thanks so much, Tovia.
Thank you, Madeline.